advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. Retard.
You say funny things.
That was a good ding and clink. I'm going to go on a limb and say that was one of the best. Like,
it might have been all the peer pressure that preceded it.
Well, you poured some pussy ass. If you're going to be an alcoholic, drink that shit. Like, that shit was a pussy ass pour, and you know it. Because as soon as I
go and give me the credit for the fact that it wasn't, though, eventually. After
No. Yeah. I'm saying it was a pussy ass pour, and I pointed at it, and I
said,
what the fuck?
Because it was a shot. I just had like a glass.
Yeah. But I said, it needs to be a finger. You didn't have to drink it all.
Yeah, no, I do, though. That's my opening drink.
I know.
What I'm saying is I could drink more during the show.
You could clink, take a sip.
I didn't want to have to drink. No, I can't. It's all back. It's one shot. So that's why I only poured that much.
No self-control.
Yeah, you missed him getting shamed into like tripling the amount of whiskey.
That was a lot of whiskey in one drink.
I tell him finger, and he's like, "Fucking, you have the flattest pinky I've ever seen in my life."
Check this out, shank it.
That shit's look at that. It's fucking flat. It looks like a fucking lady finger, like a fucking like the cookie, the fucking cookie. Oh,
I think a firecracker.
Yeah, it looks like a smashed Piccolo Pete. Like after you tape it up for the Piccolo Pete bombs. Did you ever make the River Niger chasers out of the Piccolo Pete bombs?
No.
No, those were great.
River Niger.
You don't know what those are?
No.
It's when you tape up the Piccolo Pete bomb halfway, right?
Halfway.
You don't do the whole thing because it just blows up, right?
And halfway.
So it's only like, it's like you smash just the end half of it that doesn't have the fuse, right? And you tape it up and then you put it upside down in its little stand and then you fucking light it and it fucking turns, it flops down on its side and it'll fucking chase you and then explode.
Yeah.
And I had a bad experience with those.
I don't make them anymore. Yeah, it'll go in your neighbor's dry ass bush and catch it on fire.
No, or chase after your friend's elderly grandma and make her fly out of her chair into the street and fucking destroy her skin and have to go to the hospital.
Theoretically.
That happens too. It could happen. I'm just saying, allegedly.
Put some Maranthol on that. You're all
Maranthol.
Good, man.
Maranthol? That
shit. Clear up a couple days, man. A little sad.
Yeah. So we're back again. I have a question from Lucy Diamond this time.
Again?
Yeah. What she does, she models old timey wigs and teeth. That's what she does for a living. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she makes a living at it, but that's what she does. Mm-hmm. So this is another simple one. It said, what came first, the chicken or the chicken fucker?
The chicken. That's easy. Can't fuck a chicken if there's no chicken. You thought too hard on the question. No,
I didn't. I'm just thinking.
No, the chicken, that's done.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if the chicken fucker could come first. Like, what if the chicken fucker was born, right? He just wasn't a chicken fucker yet, but he's going to be a chicken fucker.
I was going to shut you down, but that's a solid logic.
And then the chicken was born, right? The chicken came, and then he fucked the chicken. Mm-hmm. He was always going to be a chicken fucker, so he was actually born first. I'm going
first
with that
First time
one.
We saw a chicken. That does solid work. Theory. No, because he wasn't a chicken fucker until there was a chicken.
But he's always gonna be the chicken fucker.
No, he
it
wasn't.
Just said
a
what came
fucker,
first, though.
No,
what came first?
He wasn't.
If he was born first.
He was born. Yeah, he was not a chicken fucker.
I gotta go with the chicken because otherwise he would just been a fucker.
Yep. He couldn't have. Yeah. He couldn't have been a chicken fucker until there was a chicken.
I think he could have.
Well, then again, if we're talking about like
you're not a cocksucker.
What if?
Suck the
what
dick.
If we're talking about like the?
Oh wait. What if it's not a chicken though? What if it's like just a chicken person? Like Dave, you're a fucking chicken, and I'm gonna fuck you.
That's
like,
dumb.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I can. I'm gonna say the chicken fucker might have come first. Like if we're talking about like the like Platonic's ideal like entelechy version of the universe, where like.
I'm pretty sure the chicken fucker came first.
Like, it knew what was going to happen.
Like, but if he was, it depend. Like, if the chicken fucker was born before the chicken, he always would have been a chicken fucker. It was always
going. That's what I was saying. Like, he was going to be always
like an acorn's entelechy is always to become an oak tree.
Yeah,
it's what
an acorn is an oak tree.
No. Let's use Dave's word. I understand what you're saying.
Entelechy.
Yeah. Use that in a different sense.
Like, I was always going to be a baby puncher.
I understand that, Brad. Entelechy. That's Brad, a
even if there wasn't babies.
No, I'm talking about the alarm company brand that Dave just Intellikey? Used in a sentence.
Brad's Entelechy is to become a baby puncher.
Please enter your Entelechy password. Entelechy. Protected by Entelechy.
Spelled differently.
Intellikey. There's an alarm going off in your home.
Hi.
What's your passcode?
Hi, this is Brent. I'm calling from Intelligence.
Can you hear me?
We had an alarm fault
there?
On
Chicken
Zone
fucker?
4.
Oh, you're clear, sir. Yeah.
Chicken fucker, all clear. Thanks. Thank you for choosing Intelligence. Oh,
well. I'm glad a simple question could result in a deep conversation. You know, that's what I wanted to relay.
Thank
here.
You, Lucy. Right.
Yeah.
And thank you for the Bolt whiskey also, Lucy. Yeah.
How did you remember that?
Because it's white, man. It ain't white, it ain't right. And that's how Lucy feels about it.
Which whiskey?
The white whiskey.
The white whiskey. Oh, yeah. Clear. It's actually clear. It's not white. It's a white label. I would say it's clear. It's like a redhead skin. Clear. Mm-hmm. Just veins and meat behind it.
It's close to home, man. Take it easy.
Why? Dave? No. He's darker.
You have redhead skin?
You have redhead skin.
At home. They're talking about my collection.
Yeah. So, El Yucateco?
Yeah,
stuff
about
the lentil.
Oh yeah. You made some.
I'll post it. I've never made a bread bowl. Like, I've always like gone to a restaurant.
Oh, you gutted the bread bowl?
Oh yeah.
What'd you do with the bread?
Sucker.
What'd you do with the bread, sucker?
Who got the bread now?
Get your hand out of my bread bowl. Pop pop.
Well, you cut the top off.
Yeah, yay.
And then you cut.
That's Russian. That's a Russian bread roll. If you cut the top off,
you cut a plug and like whittle the bottom out with a spoon, so you still have like the center plug of bread.
Couldn't you just?
It's like a pumpkin.
Couldn't you just do it with your fingers though, like a scoop?
Yeah,
like
you could. It was easier with the spoon because I wanted it as whole as possible. Because then I put margarine on that and the top and grilled
margarine.
Them.
Yeah,
use butter.
Yeah,
margarine's not butter.
Come on. Yes, it is.
Mm-mm. Margarine's margarine.
That's
butter
what
is butter.
Margarine.
Yeah,
I know.
Margarine. I didn't say butter. I
judged you for margarine.
But margarine is butter, though.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a lab butter.
Right.
Well, not. It's chocolate lab butter.
So I had to, because I've been craving
it's
it.
Actually like a
country
lab.
Crock over there? Oh, because like, it's vegan as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
margarine. I'm sorry
it's
for
oil.
Judging you for that choice.
Oil.
I didn't realize that was your only choice. Yeah.
But like,
margarine's good. Golden Soft. Use Golden Soft.
No. It's got whey in it.
Golden Soft is black people's butter.
You're right.
Just not black vegan butter, apparently.
But I've been craving a bread bowl. I've never made one. And it's like, it's got to be grilled. Like, you butter it and grill it and get it like kind of
just the bottom?
And crisp. No, the top that you cut off, because then it's like a flat, like grilled piece. And then you grill the plug in the middle. So that's like a grilled crunchy piece.
That's a lot of work. But I feel like you just have a bowl of whatever you're having with some sourdough on the side.
No, it's a different creature. I've never done it because
it's kind of a pain.
It seems like it's a pain and it seems like a huge pain in the ass, but I've been craving it. And like, I was at the store and it was like two big bread bowls for like $3. And I was like, I'm going to do that. It's probably
going to
be a
presentation thing though. It's like the clam chowder bread bowl.
Oh, it's delicious.
Chili bread bowl.
I know, but it's not more delicious, but you ate the bread while you're eating you eat the bowl while you're eating it.
Mm-hmm.
You start breaking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because
then the bread's softened.
You kind of eat warm. You kind of eat the plug. Mm-hmm. Like, you eat the plug while you're eating it.
Like normal bread.
I get a chili bread bowl from
like
Splash,
afterbirth.
From
you Splash. Eat the plug
yeah.
first.
Yeah, the placenta. It's pretty much the placenta.
It's similar. It's similar to that.
Yeah. Is Splash the one at the coast?
Yeah.
That's what I was craving.
And they grill that. And they put butter on it and grill the bottom of the plug. Yep. Yeah.
And I was craving.
Theirs is like perfectly flat though. I don't know how they do that shit.
I don't know either. They have to have some kind of device. Like, but it was totally
like it's on and cuts it or something.
It was like an extra 5 minutes of preparation and it just like elevated the
soup. And no dishes, right?
No dishes, exactly.
Well, you
put it on a plate or something. But then I had lentil soup and then I upped it, of course, with black, El Yucateco black, and it just elevated the entire experience.
Is that what I was smelling when we came over?
It was.
Yeah, it smelled good. Yeah, I was going to say you could put literally milk in the bowl and then Captain Crunch in the
cereal bread bowl.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know. That's
it's got to be something thick because Erica was even saying like it was.
You do
like,
oatmeal.
Erica was like, it was really delicious, but I felt like so full afterwards because the lentil soup is like really, really thick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you should just put vegetable soup. And it's like, it's not going to work because then it's just going to soak the bowl in like
you
five
could do
seconds,
a vegetable cream
nothing.
Though, like a thicker vegetable.
Yeah, it's got to
like
be thick. It's got to be a thick soup concoction. Oh, but El Yucateco, the bread bowl took it up a notch. Black, and then El Yucateco Black took it up double notches.
Black,
and it was sheer deliciousness.
Black is
sheer deliciousness.
Hmm, that's a shiny description used.
I will post it on Instagram. Sharp. I've been bad about Instagram. I've been feeling bad about it.
Me too. I didn't even do it. We were in Kansas City. I didn't even post a picture on Instagram at all.
I didn't take any pictures.
I didn't either. I have three pictures. Me with a fucking dummy.
I had eight.
And it wasn't just me
in the
pictures.
I was like, what the fuck? They were just like blurry duplicates. I was like, yeah, I have no pictures. Why did we not take pictures? Yeah.
I don't know.
We should have been more formal about a lot of that.
We were talking about that on the way home. Yeah. We have plans.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
These whiskey glasses are a gift.
Yeah, you can take them. Don't just leave them on the table.
Yeah.
Because it costs us money to ship here, you fuck faces.
It's all right. A couple people got full sets. It's all right.
Yeah. Sculpt member of the month. Again, it's February at Mr. Red Cost on Instagram. Hit him up. Send him your titty pics or dick pics, whatever you feel. He likes the dicks. He's a fanboy / fangirl. Tranny.
Happy late birthday to Terry McGee, too.
Terry McGee, the brony. Yeah, we didn't say.
No hiding the brony. We forgot last time, I know.
He's fucking out.
But there was picture proof. I mean, that centaur picture, there's no arguing it.
Yep.
He's definitely a brony.
So. Yeah, there's no getting around it.
I can't believe you stayed in the costume all day, though, Brad. That must have been rough on the back half.
Yeah.
Just hot.
Yep.
Sweaty.
Whoever was back there.
Smell must have been horrid. It was you. Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, it wasn't me. Yeah. Nope.
There's pictures, Brad.
It was not me. It was the other Brad.
I couldn't see you. I couldn't see you for the record, but you were nowhere to be found. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Terry was a centaur.
Yeah. I don't know.
So those back legs weren't moving themselves. Something happened.
There was a wiggle.
Yeah. You got to be a Skull Member of the Month. Just make your presence known. Dave picks them every month.
Just take some initiative.
Yeah.
Like some shit. Comment on some shit.
Yeah.
Come on. It's crazy. The insane difference from something like Gigi Allen versus like the circus freaks, like, oh, look, we did Gigi Allen, 4,000 fucking views and 38 comments, you creepy fuckers. So like the circus is like, oh, thanks for the 6 comments.
And the circus one was fucking cool.
Yeah, and it was about freaky ass shit.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, someone put a hot dog in their ass and ate it.
I watched
it. Threw up on the audience.
It's similar. It's like a circle, but it's more of a freaky circle. I watched that. It was pretty good.
I told you.
Yeah.
I was quoting, Brad didn't know.
Yeah.
It's all things a circle. It's not a regular circle. It's like a freaky circle. Yeah. Fucking love that. That character is the best of the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. You want to come with us? We're going to jump on the ship and get out of here.
What movie?
Ragnarok.
That's pretty good. I haven't seen any of the other ones, but I watched that one because
the director plays a character that's the best character. That's fucking good.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm eager to see it. The fucker's never going to come out, apparently.
Just watch it on fucking Showbox.
What do you mean
it's
never
going to
come out? It's online right now.
Dave won't watch that shit. He's like super copyright guy. He won't do it. He wants to pay for it.
Well, he is.
I'll tell you what, bro.
He's a writer. If people are copyrighting my shit,
I'll keep you honest. You give me $20 and I'll just show you how to do Showbox. Okay. Cool. And then I'll hold your $20 until it really comes out and I will go buy the DVD and hand it back
there
to you.
Go.
So you can watch it.
Yeah.
Early,
how does that work?
I keep you honest.
How does that work? If you watch,
say watch it now
it
and then go buy it.
Yeah. If
then
watch it early, right?
Why wait?
And then you go buy it. Like, how does that suit your tits?
What the fuck just happened?
How does that suit your
How does that
tits?
Make your titties feel, man?
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't do it.
Look what happened. Look at this shit. I've never
so
had
at that
happen.
Point. So at that point, you're just dishonest. Like once you just do it, like you're not going to go do it. So you just can't be honest after that.
I don't want to tempt myself to not do it.
It's all the Walmart trips.
Oh, you're
stuff.
Afraid you won't go make the purchase?
Yeah.
Because it's from Walmart, you would steal it anyway. Okay, wait a minute now. you're all
okay.
About, yeah, hold on.
Stealing
dude.
From corporations.
Let's just say you would have shoplifted it from Walmart fucking anyway, because fuck Walmart, right?
Put the glasses on.
I don't shoplift anymore.
Well, no, but you would. You're not against
you would've.
It.
You would
have. Well, at the time, I was. When I shoplifted, there was no such thing as piracy.
You're a proponent. Oh, there was. Just in
it's
a different
the same
fashion.
Thing, though.
They were on
you know
boats.
Mean? You're stealing someone's product that they invested research and development and time into.
That's
you're
why I don't
it.
Do it anymore.
So you are against it.
Against what?
Stealing from Walmart.
What are you talking about, Brent?
Don't you stay on my side for a second. This is a solid argument.
Did you like that?
I did. That was just, that was a very well played.
For real though, are you against shoplifting?
No.
From Walmart specifically.
Yeah, from large corporations.
So they put research and development into a product and produce the product, and they're a solid company. You might end up stealing their product. You're not doing research about the product that you're stealing, right? You could be taking shit from a hardworking American fucking person made a product.
No, I'm not. I'm fucking taking something from the fucking Walton family.
All right.
Rich fucking scumbags. And here's the thing.
So the movie industry is full of rich fucking scumbags harassing
Walmart
crazy fucks.
Walmart already paid the movie industry for the DVD that's sitting on their shelf.
So you're okay
stealing
it
from them. The writer of the screenplay already got money.
So you're stealing it from Walmart?
Yes.
So then why don't you just watch the fucking movie is what I'm getting at. Because you're okay stealing it from Walmart. Just watch it. No risk of getting
mad. Because Walmart already paid the writer and the entire
The other thing, though, is if you just watch it, you're not going to buy it anyway. Right. So it doesn't matter in the end.
That's what I'm saying. You're okay with stealing it from Walmart because they already paid for it.
But I don't steal anything from Walmart.
He's just okay with it.
What needs to happen is the one needs to disappear off the shelf to credit the fact that it was paid to the movie industry for you to watch it.
It did happen.
Because if you physically stole it, Walmart paid for it already, right. And you took that one away and it can't be stolen again.
So if we go buy it.
So if I stole it and swore not to watch it, I was going to throw that fucker away. If I stole one, you'd watch it on a streaming service.
If you stole it from Walmart.
That's solid logic.
What about if you paid for it, though?
What's that?
If you paid for it, you could watch it on a streaming service, right? Yes.
I've actually paid for software before. And then got fucked by the company.
You can watch that shit on Amazon.
And then downloaded the software illegally because I already paid the company for the software.
Yeah.
Or for movies.
Yeah.
Like I've bought stuff. Yeah. Like I've already paid for this fucking movie.
I think though, like once I hear the song on the radio, I've already heard it. So I can download that shit, right?
No, that doesn't work.
Why?
Well, they heard it.
They already gave it to me.
Because you got it a la carte. It doesn't mean you get the fucking recipe to the restaurant.
That's bullshit.
No, if you order something at the restaurant, they're not obligated to hand you the recipe so you can make it at your house by yourself.
It's different.
That is not different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
And the musician already got paid for the fact that you heard it because the radio station paid for the right to play it through NASCAP.
For the one time.
And I was never going to. And I was never going to buy it anyway, though. So if
you're allowed to listen to it at random when provided by the company that decided to play it for you because they have permission.
Yeah. That's stupid, though. I think once I hear it, it's mine. I own it.
I know. But as you being a musician, like that seems weird to me that you feel that way about it.
You don't make money off it anyway.
Not that I pay for any music because I just listen to it on YouTube. You know, I just play it on YouTube and literally use my data. I do the weirdest thing. I don't buy any music in my car, Bluetooth.
I mean, this is the thing.
I'll just play
the
song.
This is the thing. So say I do an album, I put it on iTunes, right? Mm-hmm. iTunes gets half of the song thing, right? So really by stealing it, by downloading it, I'm denying Apple that money.
And
I'm actually creating
No, you're not giving
more
the
for the artist. Yeah, because it makes me want to go to a concert. Makes me want to buy a shirt.
No,
makes me want to buy gold chain, gold teeth.
That's like saying that. That's like saying that you're working up your appetite for Red Lobster, but you're never shopping there. Like, I went to the grocery store and I looked at lobster, and it really worked up my appetite.
Do you shop at Red Lobster?
I'm just saying.
You shop there. Have you seen the invisible lobsters? Okay.
I will secede only for the fact that I know you guys would say whatever the fuck it took to win the argument in this. I don't buy music either. But I don't steal music.
I'm just saying you don't shop. YouTube. Like, that's not a term you would typically use in a restaurant.
I see what you're saying.
I didn't go to
Bad
Taco
choice
Bell
of words,
and shop.
Right. Yeah.
You did. I mean, technically, that's the... I shopped.
You but bought items.
You stealing refried beans from the grocery store doesn't help because it really makes you want to go to Taco Bell later. That's not how that works. See what I'm saying?
Good point.
Yeah.
Didn't work that way.
That's just going to be your answer. So once again, I just...
Hey, everybody's different.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, that's all I can. I'll just have to go with that.
Yeah. I don't even know. What are we doing? How the hell did this start? Oh, because you mentioned Thor.
Yeah. You said freaky circle. You said freaky circle, and now we're at the grocery store stealing refried beans.
That's what happens.
So, speaking of theft, we're talking about the Vatican today.
That's a very good segue, actually. So, on the leaderboard of topics for a very long time, has been like
the secret archives
of the Vatican and like the secrets that are being held in the Vatican. The problem is, and the reason we haven't really done this as a show before, is because this, I think the stuff that people really want us to talk about, there's absolutely no information.
Because it's an actual fucking secret.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. The secret archives are not really secret, though.
They are and they aren't.
Well,
there are probably actual secret. It's like the Masonic level fucking 33 thing. There's probably something beyond that. But the dude at the 33rd degree is like, yeah, it's just some stupid rituals. It's some bullshit. I have to pay $800 a year and I get this little badge for my jacket.
Right.
You know what I mean? But what's really happening is they're letting you have what they let you have. Mm-hmm. And there's another fucking little room that has the
crazy. Of course,
it has the alien skulls and all that.
But it's
bullshit
not a secret,
in it.
Though.
No, there is a secret room.
Well, you have to get into it.
But we can't do a show on it because there's it's no fucking secret. Nobody has access to it.
Well, so we wanted to open it up and talk about... It's definitely there.
There's no information on it.
We wanted to talk about the Vatican in general because the secret archives didn't have enough information. But the one thing about the secret archives is it's kind of a pimp move because it's like, I forget how, I've got it in my notes. We'll get there when we get there. But the archives are so fucking massive. 52 miles of shelves.
Miles.
Yeah. 52 miles of shelves.
Two stories underground.
Two stories underground. But the thing is, in the 1800s, they officially made it so that anyone who wants to can access things in the secret archives.
If you already know what you're looking for.
If you already know what you're looking for and where it is.
Yeah. So,
so the trick is, so it's like, you want to find out about aliens. And they're like, okay, where is it at, sir?
Right.
Mile marker 22. No. 23. No. 24. No. 18.
Stop. I'm only allowed to answer three times.
Shit. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. It would be like if you had the secret archive of spices and you're like, all you know is oregano. You're making spaghetti. Right. You're can I get the oregano?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead. Sure. It's right there. Yeah, it's right you can't. Don't browsing.
You know what my favorite spice is?
Because you can't go in.
You need to get what you need and get out. It's like you showed up to the archives 10 minutes before they're closing and you're like, hey, I know exactly what I need. Can I just run in and get it real quick? And it's like, that move. We've all done
that. Well, because the thing is, though, you can't, like, only people who live in Vatican City and work there can go into the archive. So when you show, it's kind of like the same thing at the Library of Congress. When I research there, you don't go into the stacks. You put in a request and say, I want this book. I'm at table 17.
Subtle brag. You moved right past it though. It was smooth.
No,
it was smooth.
I just want to say what my favorite spice was. Well, was sporty it? Spice.
Sporty spice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good spice.
Actually, marjoram. You like marjoram?
Doorknob.
Marjoram's all right.
I like marjoram. It goes in chicken noodle soup.
You know what mine spaghetti. Is? Herbs de Provence.
Those are pilgrim spices.
Basically, whatever the fuck you have around the house.
Is it really?
Pretty much.
That's some Creole seasoning.
Yeah. Just shit I grow in the garden that's edible.
You didn't land on Herbes de Provence.
Herbes de Provence landed on us.
That's a throwback.
Man, we should have said that. Damn it. The wrong
still funny.
Episode.
It's still funny. That was 7 degrees. 7 degrees of a pilgrim joke that would have been Plymouth Rock. That would have been degrees.
I mean, how often do you get to get out a pilgrim joke? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Not very much.
It's like a jaundice joke.
It's like a jaundice joke.
I had a banana today. I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the Vatican, strange place. For those who don't know, the Vatican itself, I mean, most people know, of course, that it's the seat of the Catholic Church.
I didn't know it was like a city.
It's a city state. I mean, it's its own
it's like
sovereign nation, but it's just,
I wish
city.
I had known all the things I know now when I'd gone there though. I would have such a greater appreciation for it.
Right.
Cause I was literally like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. That's pretty cool.
So hey, it's in the middle of Rome, in the middle of Italy. But once you go into the Vatican, you are no longer in Italy or Rome. You are in its own nation. You are in.
And there's
the
literally just a white line on the ground on that side of it anyway. You can just walk across and you're like, there you are.
Right. And the Swiss guards.
And if you ask some nice British people, line. They'll take your picture in front of the obelisk because that's how I did it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it's an independent city state. It's just over 100 acres, which is smaller than.
Or 53 hectares. I'm so glad that I finally came across like a relation to hectares because I forget and don't look it back
really?
Up. I am. It was a thorn in my side. Every time hectares came
hectares!
Up, I was left wondering. And I was just like, how far is that? How much space is that? I don't know. And then this came across and I was like, it's kind of like kilos. You know,
I'll support that because every time I see like an interview from a Brit and they're like, oh, he weighed 6 stone.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
2 rocks. That doesn't seem very precise. What if you're like, can you be 2.3 stone? Like, are the units of measurement between the whole numbers? You never hear that. Yeah, you don't hear 9.2 stone. You just hear 9 stone.
I got your hectares.
People don't go on a diet until they're like 30 pounds overweight because that's how big of a change has to happen.
And I don't know how.
I'm 3 stone. How did that happen?
I don't know how on earth I could ever figure out how much a stone weighs.
Yeah, some king.
Certainly Google doesn't know.
Some king was like, this shall be a stone. That's what happened. Yeah. And this shall be an inch. Yeah. Wiener.
I just want to know.
What?
I think we have to. Are we going to go on a diet?
I'm on a diet, bitch, but I'm going to have to change it because it's not fucking working. I broke the keto in my system or something. Age 40, not fucking happening anymore. I've been killing myself eating nothing but fucking steak and salad and going to the gym at 5 a.m., 4 pounds. It's fucking killing me. As Brad takes a drink of Mountain Dew while he said that. He literally went, I just want to know, unscrewing cap, glug, 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 are we going to go on a diet?
Well, there's nothing else to drink down here.
Yeah, this is, I mean.
I'm either going to have to go on a fucking diet. Fast this or I'm going to have to like, just do the like healthy, I had one slice of wheat toast for breakfast this morning.
9 grain.
Or run fucking 5 miles.
I like that the options are, in order to lose weight, I'm either going to have to fast or eat healthy.
I'm talking traditional, what we consider healthy. My problem, the reason I say that is because that's never worked for me generally in my life. Like that style of eating.
Maybe you haven't
like,
done it long enough. I heard the intermittent fasting thing was like good though.
That'll make you lose 20 pounds, but you will fucking...
I wonder if we could...
You lose 15 pounds in 7 days, but you'll be delusional by the end of it.
If anybody out there... There has to be some sort of personal trainer or something like that listens to us or like a dietitian or something.
Yeah, they'll tell us to meal prep and eat fucking brown rice and green beans and shit, which I've done for a long time.
It doesn't necessarily work, though.
It doesn't usually work for me. I've done this 6 times a day. I've done all kinds of fucking shit. I think I just got to step up the fucking cardio or go to the doctor. Like, I think maybe my shit's off. You know what I mean?
What if you do B12? What if
like
you do B12?
Like, test is low or something, and it's just like...
Hashtag team dung.
I'll make a doctor's appointment. I'll announce live that I have no testosterone, whatever the fuck happens, whatever it says. Old, I'm 40. I don't know. You know what I mean? No. I get tired in the middle of the day. I fucking feel like I want to take an old man nap.
No, I'm there.
My memory shot. I looked that up and it was like, oh, low T. I was like, oh really? Fuck. Yeah. I was like, maybe that's what's up with my memory. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. See, I'm older than you guys, so I've already gone through that.
Did you get a test?
Yeah.
And?
Good.
Low. Good.
Dang. I'm good. Mm.
Like a diamond over there. Rock that's hard. It's like a diamond.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not feeling as rapey as usual.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go to the grocery store with absolutely no problems. I just get my produce and I leave.
That's right.
Yeah. There was no Ugg boot problems, no yoga pants problems. I didn't even notice. They could have been in there. I didn't even see them.
So, speaking of being rapey, the Vatican.
Nice.
The Vatican is its own state. It's got under 1,000 residents that are legal residents. They have their own passport. Mm-hmm. They're like fully residents of the Vatican.
Residents and then there's citizens. It got really confusing.
Residi would be multiple
residents. Living there. Citizens, citizens. Like, huh? It's only like clergy member that are actually citizens, but there are actually people that are residents. There's a different classification.
That's what he said, residents.
Yes. Yeah. I read that everything kept saying there were 1,000 residents, but then one that I read actually said 842.
I think of which are only 254 citizens or something. Clergy members.
So, and it's a weird, like it's unlike any other country in the world. Not just because it's so fucking small.
It's the only actual like true monarchy left in Europe. Yeah.
Because the Pope,
it's like the richest.
The Pope is the fucking leader.
It's like an elected king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he has complete control of judicial everything. Everything. Like, every branch of government, he's in charge.
And that's why they can fuck ultimately. Kids.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I mean,
even the citizenship, you're only a citizen. Like, it's not guaranteed by birth. If two citizens had a child, that child is not a citizen of the Vatican. That child is a citizen of Italy.
Yeah, they're obligated to offer you some type of work thing, though. If you were
born, you have to work there.
Yeah, if you were born. But if you decline it, they can immediately revoke it, and then that was it.
And then you're a citizen. If you get your citizenship revoked, you're an Italian citizen. Yeah. So they've got that worked out with Italy. So if you lose your job, you're fucked.
Gerb.
You're gerb. And granted, like what they call the Holy See, which is the actual seat of the church. It's the building.
I thought you said the Holy Seed.
No.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the orgasms.
The Holy See, S-E-E, is the actual head of the church. The Vatican is the city state that the Holy See is in. So don't confuse.
It's like Russian doll of confusion for the record. Yeah.
But because you think about it, and it's like the church has been centered there for centuries. But the Vatican as a legal entity, as its own country, only existed in 1929.
Yeah, I didn't realize how recent most of this stuff was.
1929, the signing of the Lateran Treaty, in which fucking Mussolini gave them the ability to be their own state.
Right.
So the fascists love the Catholic Church, what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. There's a lot of stuff we can talk about with the specific sort of weirdness that goes on in the Vatican. Do we want to start with the archives? Is there something else you guys want to start with?
Whatever.
So the secret archives.
You go and we'll come.
The Archivum Secretum Apostolicum Vaticanum.
Apostolicum. That's the come of an apostle. The actual, let's be honest.
Apostolicum.
Let's be like.
Sounds like a meal.
I'll take the
Apostolicum. Please. With white sauce.
It's got white sauce.
Hope they ate pineapple.
So 52 miles of shelving, 35,000 items in the catalog, which I thought was weird. I thought it should be a hell of a lot more than that.
Well, a ton of it was lost because Napoleon like fucking got in a battle with one of the popes and fucking arrested him. Napoleon arrested one of the popes and then seized the entire archive and transported it and held it for 5 years. But then Napoleon's armies fell and he was no more. And they basically were like, fuck, this is a lot of shit to move back. Did you see that?
No.
They were like, this is so much shit to move back. Fucking Napoleon moved all this fucking shit. Let's give it back to the Vatican. Like, get the shit out of storage. And so they go to move it back and they're like, fuck, some of the shit's not that important as far as we're concerned. Instead of moving it, let's just burn it. So a ton of it got burned.
That's the best way to do it.
And then paper was kind of a commodity, you know, like paper was like something that was looked for, like that was held in high regard. It was expensive. So they sold it to shops and stuff. Wow. Shops and stuff. I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
And they literally like wrapped up like fucking sandwiches and shit in Vatican archives. They sold like fish and meat and bread, and grocers used it to wrap stuff. They like sold it for pennies on the dollar.
Awesome.
Yeah. Michelangelo's manuscript might come with your fucking salami foot long. They fucking wrapped that shit up. And so like things are coming out where they're like, oh, we're fucking missing this shit. God damn it. It was on a salami sandwich in fucking the 1500s or
that
something.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So that's what happened to a ton of it, actually. And, you know, there were sieges and fucking kings and people fucking took shit. So if they actually had everything they ever had through every battle that was fucking stolen or burned or transported, it would be enormous.
Yeah.
But what is left is what is left. And they still don't know everything they have. They're still sorting and organizing. So they might, things come to light and they're like, oh fuck, we have a letter from Abraham Lincoln. Oh shit, we have this letter.
Because the thing is, it's not like it was especially well organized.
Mm-mm.
Like even like some of this, like they'll just, someone will be in the archives and like there's just a box.
Yeah.
And they'll look in the box and be like, huh, 12 letters from the Pope.
They were the first hoarders. Yeah, they were just like, well, that's probably important. People are going to care about this.
Basement.
Put it in the basement. We'll file it later. We'll deal with that later. But no one ever got assigned to do that.
Yeah, no. And it's been truly secret for centuries. But then Pope Leo XIII in 1881 said, we will allow scholars to visit. And allegedly he said, we'll let them see anything that's in there as long as they know what's in there.
Right.
So, and you still have to be vetted. It's not like anybody can just show up and go in there.
Right.
You still have to get approved by people on staff to say, yeah, you're doing legitimate research. You have access to it. But once you've passed that hurdle, allegedly you can get anything that's down in there.
They film you touching their wiener and then they hold it against you if you give
that's
the secret.
Right.
That's like, we will show everyone.
It is their way.
Yes.
So there's correspondences, letters from every pope for the last 1,000 years. And so apparently part of the thing is even with the stuff that's open to the public, the things that are open to the public are only open to the public once they've been in the archive for 75 years.
I thought, was it after the Pope's death, 75 years after that Pope's death, or is it just in the archive for 75 years?
That I don't know. It would make sense that it would be after the Pope's death, because the thing is,
it was like the Kennedy files.
Way,
it was like, let's make sure all these fucks are dead that touched everybody before we let this shit out. Yeah.
Because like everything in the Vatican, the Pope owns the archives.
Right.
Whoever the current Pope is, he owns the archives. The Pope owns all the big hats. The Pope owns all the gold crosses.
Did you say they changed their name when they become the Pope?
Yeah.
Do you know why? They landed on one that was named Mercury. They voted a guy named Mercurian, and they were like, oh shit, this guy's got like a fucking pagan god name. and they didn't want Pope Mercury. They're like, dude, they were like, we can't, like, they voted. They're like, oh, we can't, you got to change your name. And it started a tradition that they changed
Mercury
your
von
name.
Godzadick.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like Nero. Cool. It was like, you can't have Nero. Like, you can't have Pope Mercury.
Well, you know what I thought too?
That's like, a dope ass name, yeah, though.
Mercury. It is cool, Mercury, but it was like pagan. And they're like,
he's
Catholic
like the
Church.
Prince of Popes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, I was watching that Thor movie, like I said, and, the daughter's name, Odin. No, not yet, but you could steal it or watch it.
I made a rook.
No, the daughter's, Odin's daughter's name is Helia.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, damn, that's hell. Like all this shit in modern religion came from Norse religion and others. And it's like, how is this so old, but yet it's still mixed?
Right.
It's so
weird.
Well,
the deeper we dig, like we start to find out that like these things are based on fact. You know what I mean? They start to find out like, oh, that was a guy. I mean, we embellished it and said he roped the fucking stars and did these things and wrote a chariot across the sky.
Yeah.
But most of those things start to come around that's based off of real stories.
Right. Yeah. Right. And apparently the Pope has the power to release anything in it. So the Pope can declare anything in there as open.
Like
if it
needs to happen.
Not 75 years.
Even if it's not 70, even if it was under the previous Pope's watch and I've only been Pope for 30 seconds, you could just say all the shit that Pope said is now open.
Yes.
Because I'm the Pope and I fucking say
but you better not drink any open fucking Cosby mugs because the other fucking cardinals are going to fuck you up before it gets actually released.
Your, keep your hand over your goblet.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that I... Didn't
even look. If it's orange Fanta. Did you read that? Did you read that?
No.
The current Pope, his favorite snack time drink in lunchtime meetings is orange Fanta.
Nice.
They pour it out of a pitcher.
German drink.
There's a video of it. Yeah. They have these little luncheons with a couple important cardinals.
Sure, that wasn't the previous Pope? The evil Nazi Pope?
It might be.
The Nazi Pope. That guy was fucking
It
might have
been an
dope.
Older. It could have been
that
an older YouTube video. But yeah, he has orange Fanta.
Was it the super happy one or was it like the evil fucking
Emperor Palpatine? It was a super quick footnote in the middle of a documentary about the Pope, about the Vatican.
He likes orange Fanta.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a luncheon. They were like, a meal is prepared and nothing glamorous. Orange Fanta.
Did they show the Pope?
Boom. Yeah, the old white wrinkled dude with white hair and a funny hat.
Yeah, which one?
No, here's the thing.
Yeah,
no,
so
you can tell
he looked like he was from Naked Gun.
You can tell the difference. Like the one Pope, the current Pope is just like in every picture, he's happy and smiling and nice.
You're talking about Pope Benedict, whatever.
Yeah,
creepy face.
Yeah, Eggs Benedict.
Fucking rat singer.
Rat singer. Yeah. Eggs Benedict, creepy face. It wasn't that dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was Francis, or whatever the current Pope is. Yeah.
He wouldn't have surprised me.
Which is not their fucking name anyway, actually.
Because Ratzinger was a fucking Nazi, actually.
Pope Francis X is the Pope's name now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the
That'd be crazy. He's
white
like
man
Pope Francis, whatever the 10th.
Parents' names.
That one guy, there's a French Pope. He named it Pope Francis the Best. Every time everyone had to say it, he was like, yes.
Yes.
Pope Francis the Best. The third. Pope Francis the Best the third.
So some of the alleged holdings, and this is where some of the conspiracies come up, is what's in the actual archives.
Right.
Stuff that's definitely in there that scholars...
It would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Things that scholars have definitely confirmed. All the letters that Henry VIII wrote requesting to be able to marry Catherine of Aragon, which led to like the birth of the Church of England and all the fucking wars and all that shit. Like all that stuff's in there. The... One thing that I saw was that in 2001, they found some, they basically found this giant thing called the Chinon parchment, which is like this massive record of the Knights Templar, and the Knights Templar are like the stuff of the Illuminati, like all the, and we know they existed. We know all this
stuff.
Have
you seen Indiana Jones?
Exactly. So the Knights Templar, like a huge document about the Knights Templar was discovered in 2001 in a fucking box in the middle of the archives. Wow. And they're like, oh, this is that shit.
It's misplaced.
Oh. And like, they even discovered like some Pope, like, cause everybody was like, oh, the Knights Templar were dissolved and like, they're all considered heretics and all this stuff. But then that document was like, oh, except this one Pope absolved all of them of their sin and said, they're all legit.
Late.
And they were like, fuck, that sucks. So it's like, but the archives, they need a fucking, some Dewey Decimal shit down there. Cause it's like, it's all fucking tattered.
Yeah. When you have 50 miles of shelving.
Yeah.
So conspiracy theorists believe that there's archives, containing correspondence between Saint Paul and Emperor Nero, pertaining to the existence of Jesus and his biological descendants, which meaning he has kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And that there's
that's
also
the whole thing. There's a whole like line. And I think that's even in the Dan Brown books. I didn't really read them. Like
there was a document uncovered that Tom Hanks is 552 years old.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So there's a whole conspiracy that runs pretty deep that,
So deep it put their butt to sleep.
Yeah.
Exactly. That Jesus did run so deep he put their butt to sleep. On Mary Magdalene.
He's on team hashtag team cum.
He is, because he had children.
Yeah.
Right.
So according to this, like the Catholic Church, and the, it's even one of the things, allegedly the Knights Templar's job was to protect and safeguard the children of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That supposedly if you
G.G. Allen,
you know, follow that whole thing. G.G. Allen was one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The flip side of that was that there's also conspiracies that they're hiding the fact that Jesus didn't exist.
Right.
So you have two totally different things where some people believe that there's correspondence.
Yeah, you think you'd burn that one. Like, yeah, no, just leave it on the shelf. Just put it in the basement.
Well, because maybe it works to your advantage in some situation in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you feel that like it's pretty secure.
We knew all along.
It's lost in the archives.
Right. In what scenario would you come out and say Jesus didn't exist?
Yeah, exactly. The aliens show up and they're like, Jesus didn't exist, but we got these letters. We've been talking to aliens for years, bitches. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they just play all the cards. You
You've
know,
like, been bamboozled.
Yeah, if you denounce Jesus, we'll pull you into our spacecraft.
You might need that card for straight
flush. That leads into, they believe that there are documents pertaining to extraterrestrials.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like that they know that extraterrestrials exist. You said there's a closet of skulls. Yeah, so I don't know.
And here's the thing. I mean, the population on Earth is 7 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
1.2 billion of them are Catholics.
Damn.
Yeah, it is the largest.
So I mean,
Christianity's the next.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the 1 billion range, right. But it's like just under Catholic.
So the Pope is a motherfucker. Right. I mean, he's in charge of all of that.
And you know what's really
important? Do you know how many tithes are coming in? Do you know how much money that fucking shit, the influence, like he has more influence than Vladimir Putin, and that's fucking saying
a lot of that's attributed to their ability to acclimate to technology. Like they have, when radio came out, they were one, we talked about it in Tesla, the guy Marconi or whatever, that was the other guy, the radio guy, was like Tesla's competitor. They hired him to build a radio station in the Vatican before radio was radio.
Right.
Like they had to like build a fucking microphone and shit. And then they started to reach out to Catholics in the United States and shit. They had no idea who the Pope was.
Right.
They didn't know about, they're like, oh yeah.
They were able to start expanding.
Yeah. They know that this exists, that the origins of the religion, because they've learned the religion, but they don't really have like a sense of like connection to it. Like they did all of a sudden when they could turn the radio on and the fucking Pope's broadcasting all over the world all of a sudden. Right. And then as television comes out, I don't remember which Pope it was. He was an actor prior to being the Pope or some shit.
Right.
So he was super charismatic and had some theatrical skills, and he was very animated.
Pope Reagan the Eighth.
Pope Reagan the Eighth. That was him.
Yeah. Guy tried to shoot him, but was unsuccessful.
After John Wayne the Second.
Yeah.
And he screamed, get your hand out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but to the point that now the Pope has a fucking Twitter handle. You know what I mean? The Pope is tweeting shit.
Yeah.
So they're fucking smart. You know what I mean? They make sure that they're
is
in your
the
fucking
Pope?
Ear. They're in your pocket.
Is it the Pope? It
might be a hologram.
I don't know.
I think it's Tupac.
I think his fingers are too brittle. Like they would break on a phone. As soon as he like hits the fucking. Like,
every Pope is pretty much an old white Yoda, though, for the fucking record with a funny hat. Yeah.
Although we almost got a black one last time.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah. He was like, everyone thought. I forget the guy's name.
That vote was rigged. I bet he won.
Yeah. He won the popular vote.
Yeah, the black smoke came out.
What I'm waiting for is a
That's
woman.
What happened. Black smoke came out every time.
The black smoke. He just, the Pope just comes out fucking smoking a Swisher Sweet. Like just fucking.
What's his name? He changed his name to what, Dave? What did he change his name to?
Francis works.
Pope Dope? What else would it be?
Pope Dope.
That's a white ass fucking name.
Then fucking you
Francis fucking works for a black dude, yeah. Pope Francis Jibba Jabba the Third.
I'd like, go with Lucius.
Lucius. Yeah. Oh.
Pope Lucius Jibba Jabba the Third.
Pope Lucius Left Foot.
Do you think he would just say, fuck it, I'm the Pope bitch, and just go for some shit like that? Like,
I'm back in. And
then it's grape, Fanta, not Orange
foot.
Fanta.
Yeah. Lucius Left Foot, that's the seventh.
There you go.
Yeah.
That nigga's my Pope.
Yeah.
Pope Lucius Left Foot.
Oh, man.
I declare grape Fanta and all the time.
I'm waiting on a woman. I'm waiting. Grape Fanta.
Fuck holy water. Yeah. We got purple drink.
Yeah, we having a meeting over here. Bring grape Fanta, bitch. Yeah. And a small child.
Wow. Purple dragon Cheez-Its.
Purple dragon Cheez-Its. What a watermelon fried chicken up in this bitch.
Cheez-Its are good. I never buy Cheez-Its, but fuck.
I eat them.
On occasion, when I, for whatever reason, I end up with a handful of Cheez-Its, they're so fucking good. Whatever that was on the plane was really good. That weird bag of shit.
The Chex Mix.
You missed out. I made a party, man. I mixed the saltiness with the Chex Mix. I made a party in my mouth. It wasn't the first time there's a party in my mouth.
we were talking about if we were flight attendants, like we would get fired like real quick. We'd say, some nuts in your mouth, sir?
Nuts in your mouth? Did you just ask me for nuts in my mouth? No, you misheard, sir. It's the cabin pressure.
Yeah. Come again?
I asked you if you would like some peanuts.
Yeah. I asked you if you like some penis.
Come again?
Yeah, salty nuts in your mouth, sir? Did you ask me if I want salty nuts in my mouth? No. No, I asked you if you want some salty peanuts.
But is it against the law?
Is it against the law?
Lower your voice.
Take your seat, please.
So another thing that's allegedly in the archives, and that, this actually, it might be, there might be enough to do an episode just about this. The, have you guys heard about the secrets of Fatima?
Yeah,
or Fatima?
The predicted apocalypse.
Yeah. So Fatima, I forget the exact
some
country.
Visions by some children.
Yeah, it's in South America or Central America.
It's actually pronounced Fatima.
Fatima.
Yeah.
So apparently the Virgin Mary appeared. It was apparently the largest.
1,000 people saw it, I think. Yeah.
I mean, it was even, it's really hard to write off.
I mean,
it's really fucking bizarre. This whole, like I said, it might be worthy of its own episode.
Because
it's one of the largest either mass hallucinations or bizarre, unexplainable phenomenon that's ever happened.
They're eating ergot bread.
I think,
running a drill for a Virgin Mary hallucination.
I think the Virgin Mary, did Virgin Mary ever have sex? She can't be called the Virgin Mary after she's not a virgin anymore.
She got the name and went buck ass wild.
I don't think that can just,
well, I think if you have one virgin birth, I think you're pretty much cool for life.
I heard she was with Lucius Leftfoot. She's definitely not a virgin after that shit.
Lucius left foot the seventh.
She was spitting babies out. They're just falling out in the line at the market.
He blew like loads of black smoke on her face. Just like.
She was dropping them.
Yeah. Lucius left foot. You leave the Virgin Mary alone.
Yeah. You need Jesus, Lucius.
I'm sorry, baby. Yeah.
Take a hit off my swisher.
If you know what I mean. After that, I'll light a bus and go.
Original. Oh, that's where Bill Clinton gets it from. Man.
Lucius Leftfoot.
Yeah, drives a 1972 Cadillac.
And Lucius Leftfoot is definitely not on Team Dung.
No. He's on Team Cum, for sure.
For sure.
Man. Who's wearing a hashtag Team Cum shirt? I mean, that's what I want to know. Like, that's where it's going to get edgy.
Well, you'll pay us fucking $20.
We already know.
And then you'll wear it.
We already know that Jenna Corbett is on the hashtag Team Dung.
Oh yeah,
shirt.
Oh, that's so true.
It's in the mail.
Whew. Yeah.
Okay. The Virgin Mary revealed three secrets to three children, and the first two allegedly came true, and the third one was apparently cataloged and is down in
is
there.
Is waiting to happen.
And the I had, for a while, I taught a class and the focus of the class was the supernatural. And I had my students research different supernatural stuff. And I had them do like oral reports on whatever supernatural thing they were doing. And a guy showed up and he said that his grandmother was there.
Oh, wow.
She was at Fatima, et cetera. And one of the things that allegedly happened there was, and this was a fucking trip. One of the things that allegedly happened was it rained rose petals and everybody in the village collected these rose petals, and the story is that the rose petals are, they still have a smell of roses. And he talked about it and everything like in his oral report, and he was like, yeah, you know, my grandma still has some, and you know, they're kind of weird. And I was like, wait, your fucking grandma has some. You have like 100-year-old rose petals that still smell like roses. And he's like, yeah, they're really fucking weird. You look at them and they look like they're ancient rose petals. And when you touch them, they're just going to fall apart in your hand. But then when you touch them, they're really soft and they still smell exactly like living roses. And I was
that's
like,
that's because Jesus was a time traveler and he went to Michael's and bought all the fucking soaked flowers.
That's it. Yeah. Like fucking Hobby Lobby.
The whole class called bullshit on this.
And he brought it.
And that motherfucker brought it the next week. And it really fucking freaked me out.
How many, he let everyone handle it?
He had one in a little fucking box.
And smelled over the top of no one touched it.
He was like, yeah, you can touch it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was I mean, you looked at it and it's like, oh, I'm gonna touch this. It's like an old fucking brown leaf.
That guy does stand up at the comedy store, and it's now gonna, he fucking pulled the joke on you guys.
Oh, if so, well played, because I don't know what the fuck. It looked like it was gonna fall apart in your hand and you would touch it and it was just like smooth.
Good
and
day, sir.
I was just like, wow, that's fucking, everybody in the class was pretty much silenced.
He put his balls on that rose petal.
Yeah, but,
and you all touched it and sniffed
it. Yeah.
Some grandma perfume. Wow, my nose is really close to your balls right now.
Slathered it in Jergens so it wouldn't fall apart.
Jergens and his mom's ashes.
One trip to Michael's
together.
And one trip to the restroom. And you guys all fucking smooth.
A little bit of
it.
Elmer's glue and Terry's mom's ashes.
Yeah. We're all
fucking
good.
Silky smooth.
Did you hear about the chronovisor?
Yeah, you can
see. Yeah, the time machine.
Yeah, that's from Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
You ever see that show?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Was the chronovisor in there?
It should be if it's not, yeah.
So yeah, apparently a guy named Father Pellegrino Maria Ernetti built
the
chronovisor. Yeah, it's really good. Pellegrino is the best. He built the chronovisor so that he could look back in time and see Christ's crucifixion.
Or the future. That's my new one. We're going to go to the future.
We could do this podcast and we just cut Dave's laugh and loop it. All we got to do is really fucking hit it. That's,
you know what we should do is like when we say some dumbass shit and nobody's laughing, it's just boring. Just add Dave's laugh in there.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what is happening?
I'll just
right
be
now?
A permanent laugh track.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
The techo of laughter. It makes everything better.
So the chronothopter,
the ornithopter.
Yeah.
So yeah, the chronovisor. Apparently it's just sitting on a shelf, and if you know where it is, you can go down and get it.
Can't you just ask for it?
Yeah.
You actually have to know? Can I see the chronovisor, please?
Well, no, then they say, where is it? Because the motherfucker you're asking doesn't know where it is.
Under the Vatican.
Which mile marker is it by, sir?
Because that's the thing. There's like one dude working down there. You're going to be like, I'd like the thing on aliens, please. And he's like, dude, I'd love to give you the fucking thing on aliens.
I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
Because the guy working
2 miles of shit down there.
He's like a shitty librarian. Just doesn't know where anything's at. Sir, can I have the book on? Is there any animals?
It's not that he's shitty. It's just that he's like.
It's impossible.
I just really don't know, dude. There's a lot of shit down there.
Like, trust me, if I knew about the, I'd bring you an alien skull right now if I knew where they were.
It's like,
can you tell me where they're at?
Because I want
to like going,
know.
It's like going, you go to fucking Vaughn's or, you know, your grocery store and you're like, where's the chili at? And they're like, I don't know.
Can you tell me?
It's here.
I've wanted chili.
It's here, but can you tell me?
I bet they all just go
really
crazy.
Piss you off.
Like everyone shows up and they're like, I want the thing on the Knights Templar. And he was like, so do I. Fuck, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's down there.
Is it here?
And like as soon as he gets off his shift, he's just wandering up and down with a flashlight.
I would never sleep, dude.
Yeah, I was allowed to just be in the archives.
Just fucking go crazy.
Yeah.
Stumble upon the pornography.
Which apparently, there. No, did you read that?
Yeah.
I don't understand why, but it says that it has, there's more pornography in the archives than anywhere else.
I heard they have the largest Bo Derek pornography section in the world.
That makes sense.
Their selection.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. No, I don't know. Why wouldn't it be? If they have everything else. Why would it not?
They only had 13,500 items.
Well, they're not cataloging current shit. It's just like all stuff that has to. It's not like the Library of Congress. Yeah,
well, you can't compete with the internet. Like, are they saying is that not an archive?
Maybe
of porn?
there's special stuff. Maybe they have Virgin Mary porn, like painted.
Well, it's probably just a bunch of pictures of Lucius Leftfoot.
Yeah, they're all. You thought wrenches in your ass was a category? Check this shit out.
If there's letters from every pope, and they got letters from Lucius Leftfoot,
could be child porn.
You've never seen Jesus Holmes.
Yeah. Jesus Holmes was hung.
Yeah.
How much should we have put a disclaimer at the beginning of this that if you're Catholic, you might not want to listen?
I don't know. They might find it
Jesus
funny.
Holmes.
Catholics are evil motherfuckers, dude. They only go to church on Christmas and Easter, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Jesus Holmes was hung like a crucifixion.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I knew it. I saw that
you
one.
You saw it. I just don't interrupt.
I saw that one form and silently groaned before it was said.
Yeah.
Oh man.
His hung
on my face.
It was more than 9 inches.
If there's hell, we're all going to it.
Yeah.
There's
I guess Mary could have got pregnant through her mouth. That's a thing.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Strong swimmers.
Yeah. And as if Lucius Leftfoot's involved. Yeah. So, okay, Swiss Guard.
I've seen him.
Well, we have one more.
I've seen him rip a man's jaw.
Oh, you got one more.
There's one more of the, it's the, that the archives are controlled by the Illuminati.
Well, of course.
Which I could see that happening. So that's,
well, if the Illuminati exists, they control the archives.
I almost like, do they call themselves the Illuminati? I don't know, but it does exist. I think, you know, the power people,
I just can't help but think like, this is like everything in the archive is the fucking fuckface peasant shit.
This shit though,
like if there, like yeah. if there's really a book that says Jesus Christ, here's Jesus's son's address. It's not in the fucking archives. Yeah.
I think it's like it's the president. The fucking,
I mean,
I think
yeah,
even the Pope
has
a
name.
Know.
Yeah,
you know, like how no, Bill Clinton's not. Like, oh, I don't know.
I think the Pope. I think the Pope is a figurehead. Mm-hmm. I don't think. He's
I don't
really
know
anything.
That motherfucker has some power for sure, but I think he
no. The
probably
Popes
doesn't
come and go.
The
Popes come and go. There's people there that have been there.
I think they tell two Swiss guards, like, check this out, homie. Not even the Pope gets this fucking key.
Well, all those cardinals that sit in that fucking room and elect the next Pope, like yeah. that's the fucking room of power
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that Pope decision has got to be based not on, you know, who's best to lead us, but who's
the puppet maybe?
Who's going to look the best? Who's going to yeah. help the church stay the strongest? You know, who's going to be who's the guy for right now?
I think that all
like,
the cardinals.
Like World yeah. War II just started. Who's the Pope for World War
II? All the cardinals just write their new nickname on a piece of paper and put it in there. And then they vote on that.
They just vote on the name.
You know,
it's a double blind.
I mean,
who put Illuminene?
Lenene.
It's anonymous. You just vote. If you like yeah. it, you like
you
it.
Like it, you like it.
John, this is your fucking handwriting.
No,
we all
this,
know it.
Did you know
you
that?
Did it last year.
That's a
not
thing.
Fucking cool.
They have to disguise their handwriting.
Yeah. They write it
when
with their
vote.
Left hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, aka a fucking typewriter. What
you know,
do you mean disguise?
Yeah.
I drew a fancy mustache.
Yeah.
No, they have to write it in their blood.
Did you know that the current Pope's correspondence is not done? Like, he does Twitter and shit, but when they do official correspondence, he fucking pen and quill, like, ink pot, writes that shit like the Constitution. Mm-hmm. How do they have a fucking special tool to keep that straight? Like, back in the day, did they have
they
like a fucking like a line?
You know what I mean? What else are they doing besides
fucking
children? I don't
know. It's impressive. They showed him writing and it looked like the fucking Constitution.
Oh, he can grip a yeah. feather.
That's the only time he's straight. You guys missed that.
He knows
joke.
How
that
to use he knows how to use that quill.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, I was looking at like the pictures of the archive, the books in the archive and how old some of them mm-hmm. look. Like, it's amazing how, like, if you've ever been to a big museum and you see an old piece like a book or some type of tablet or something, how just that is fucking, it's crazy to look at. You know what I mean? Like if you could have the Bible,
the one item,
the old ass, yeah, yeah. Just an old ass book from 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago or
right.
more.
Right.
That's fucking crazy. Like that is, it's just an amazing thing that that's still around.
And the know? Thing, that's the other reason that I call bullshit on the fact
that
everything's
socks
just,
get lost in the washer and dryer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how is this thing still in existence?
The thing is though, the archives have to be more managed than they make it sound
yeah.
because any reputable, massive, like world scale library has their rare book collection
yep.
that is like only certain light can be used because the light will deteriorate the ink, the perfect humidity, the perfect temperature. Like you can't even touch it. Someone on staff will yep. set the book down
gloves.
And turn the pages. Yeah.
I watched
you
that with
gloves.
They had the Abraham Lincoln doc and they had to like have gloves and pull it out.
I did. Yeah. Like I was in a library and a guy
you
was having
to
turn the fucking,
yeah.
I couldn't even touch.
Yeah, can you go back please?
The book.
Faster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously this ancient shit in the archives, I have a hard time thinking it's just sitting around on fucking shelves.
If you treat your Playboys like that, they last for ages, just for the record.
That's true. So there has to be some kind of quality control down there or everything would just be fucking falling apart. Like parchment doesn't last that long unless it's in perfect conditions,
yeah.
you know?
Then again, it lasted that long to get here. And no one was like, we should wear gloves so this makes it till 2018.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, it fucking made it here. Yeah. Yeah, why does that happen? All of a sudden, they're like, if you touch the
Constitution,
it's going to fucking fall
apart.
Because
I think it's like, this thing is 1,000 years old.
It's high fructose corn syrup,
we want it to be another 1,000 years old.
We eat all that high fructose corn syrup. It's bleeding out of our fingers, man.
Touch
it's Monsanto. Touch that shit.
It's fucking rubber and foam. Skin, it's rubber, foam, and plastic on the playgrounds. Yeah. Same shit. It's not necessary, but you know, keep it out of UV and we're all
right. Right. So the Swiss guards are a trip.
Mm-hmm.
They're the, so I mean, right now when people think about Switzerland, they think of like a nation that doesn't declare war and all that
right.
stuff.
They don't have guns. That's
you know
one.
How they came to be?
Switzerland doesn't have guns.
How that situation occurred.
What's that?
The relationship between the two. It's mm-hmm. that the popes used to hire Swiss mercenaries way back in the day.
Because they used to be the biggest badass.
Yeah.
Well, they all had Swiss army knives.
Yeah. That's how they
right,
did it.
That's right.
Like, can you mean to open that wine bottle? I've got a fork right here, sir. And like, God, these Swiss dudes are handy. We should keep them around.
Yeah.
Let's get 140 of mm-hmm. them.
The thing that's
you want me to
about,
saw that tiny tree baron? Sir, I got it.
Yeah.
The thing that's still a trip
mini
about
scissors,
Switzerland,
a
though.
Toothpick? Sorry.
That's right.
Every grocery store.
Toenail clippers?
Every grocery store.
Dude, I listened back to that. I was telling you. there's some, if you listen to our clips and just go back and kind of scroll through our clips, like once Facebook pops up the clips and you just listen, like there's some funny shit. I forgot we said.
I almost want to figure out a prize system where we can raffle off the episodes that if you complete the episode, like, nope, that person's got it. Like someone's picking a clip from every episode. Mm-hmm. We can knock it out. We'd be like, hey, what's the highlight from this episode? Because I didn't get them all, obviously. And there's probably better highlights. No. You know, I just grab stuff from each episode. Yeah. But it'd be cool.
That way
to, like,
we can make a best
source of. It to the fans and make a best of every episode.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Toothpick. Swiss Army knife.
Swiss Army knife.
So did you see where 140 of them held off 16,000 troops?
That's a lie.
Well, only long enough. They got fucking slaughtered, but just long enough.
They held them off long enough for the Pope to get out.
To sneak out some secret tunnels with a couple guards. Yeah, and he lived. Yeah. So they did their job. But
even, and even like the, so back in the day, the Swiss, this even still though, like every, like the Swiss.
Uh-huh. That's the, a clip. That's the clip right there.
The Swiss.
That was Porky Pig.
Everybody thinks they're pacifists.
That's all, folks.
But it's not really true. Actually, every single person has to join the army.
Yes.
And in their army, like even to this day, they have to train
like
how to fucking
to
deal with the Alps. Yep. They have to fucking do hardcore training. And every, like literally every single person in the nation knows how to use a gun, knows how to ski, knows how to fucking survive. Yeah. Know, right. Like, so it's like,
they're
yeah, we're peaceful, but you do not want to fucking show up here because we're going to whoop your ass.
Right.
Like A, you can't handle our terrain, and B, every single motherfucker in this nation can fight as good as you.
Right.
Like, so
yeah, they took advice from Malcolm X.
Exactly. That's right. They did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in the 1500s, they were pretty unstoppable, and Pope Julius II, watched a battle where, the Swiss just whooped everybody's ass. And he said, from this day forth, all of my bodyguards are going to be from this.
He was just impressed.
Yeah. He was,
he hired mercenaries, like basically peeled people off and said, I'll pay you more. Come over here.
And they wear those fucking god awful ass outfits.
Only during like the ceremonial style of like security.
Yeah, but when they're not doing the ceremonial stuff, they look like fucking Little Debbie in their little blue outfits with their fucking foofy collars.
There's some other security though. I think they look normal. They look like Secret Service.
Well, they said that the ones who are actively current, like if the Pope is out and security is standing around.
Oh, you mean in the
Pope
Mobile?
In the Pope Mobile.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually called the Pope Mobile or some stupid shit. Yeah.
But the guards who are immediately around him will just be
Swiss
dressed
right
in street clothes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the
I think it's Swiss.
It was a little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, it was right there. I'm not trying to embellish
it. Like Bill Clinton Swiss?
That's literally happened.
A little bit, yeah.
Like well, if Clinton I broke Swiss? All the way in, it would become Swiss. Yeah. But that was just a subtle, like, first in mid-conversation, I was agreeing with you and relaxed.
Yeah. Saxophone Swiss. Yeah. But yeah, so they're...
They don't still, do Unsta, it's Un.
Un.
They do. It's the Pop Mobile. They do.
That's,
they do.
I don't think that's Swiss.
It's my, it's, dude.
I think it's Hollish.
Look. You know Swiss Hollish. Cheese. Yeah. I know Swiss accent.
No, that's fine.
They're both full of holes.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so they still train with like
Wong Rong Ong Yong.
Oh God, not this again. They still train with swords and halberds, and they wear like armor just for the ceremonial purpose. And they still like, even though they're ceremonial and they walk around the Vatican like
they could
as
probably
part
fuck
of
you
a spectacle, they can still fuck you up. And one of the requirements is they still have to be Swiss. They have to have had extensive military service.
Between the age of 18 and 30, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Single, never been married, never had children.
Enjoy long walks on the beach.
All that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they
has to be funny. I need to like his parents. All those things.
They're not protecting the Pope with a fucking halberd. They walk around in fucking bulletproof vests with fucking, you know, HKs under their jacket, but the, you know, the one ceremonially still dressed that way. And everybody says that Michelangelo designed their outfit. And I learned that that is a lie.
Who did it?
Some fucking commander
who had done it
in like the night, like 1929, whoever was the commander of the watch designed that outfit.
That dude was gay.
Basically he designed well, I take that back. He was a gay motherfucker. He brought the outfit. He brought sexy back.
It might have been cool then though. Yeah. It might have been like bell bottoms.
It was like a back in the day outfit that no one actually wore anymore.
Right.
So maybe Michelangelo designed the original one, but it's not like it was consistent.
They would look back at oil paintings and be like, I can't believe we wore that.
Exactly. And then this one guy was like, bitches, I'm making you all wear it.
Yeah.
I didn't look up what they were wearing. That shit's gay.
It's pretty much hot dog on a stick with a battle axe.
Motherfucking right. It is.
Yeah.
That shit. Do you want mustard? How many corn dogs?
Yeah.
If you want strawberry lemonade or original, sir?
It's like strawberry lemonade or regular.
It's like if the hot dog on a stick chick was a black belt, and she could fuck you up.
Jumping up and down on a halberd instead of a fucking
shit looks like
bucket.
Chris Train's hair just on the top of the hats.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. So if you haven't seen a picture of the Swiss Guards,
you should see his
pause
beard
the
sticky.
Episode and Google it.
You know what? I was wondering why Jeff Adamek was so retarded looking when he showed me his pictures of when he was in Iraq or Iran or wherever he was at. He ran from.
I flew.
He was wearing one of those suits when he went into to invade.
Oh, a Swiss Guards.
Yeah,
suit. Yeah, they're good suits.
I thought he's pretty good looking guy, man. I don't know, suit or not, man. Didn't change his face.
He's gay. He liked you. He was telling me.
Wish I'd have known that 48 hours ago.
Me and him have secrets. And he said he could tell you had a fat cock. Oh. That's what he told me.
I was standing all day. It was really swollen, to be honest. So yeah. I don't want to embellish. Yeah. When I stand for a long time, it gets
swollen. Well, you were wearing yoga pants.
That doesn't happen.
I call them broga pants. Yeah. Yoga seems effeminate.
That's true. But dudes do yoga too.
I have to get those diabetic socks for my cock. They're diabetic cock socks.
That came out of fucking nowhere. Diabetic
yes,
socks.
Yes, indeed it
did. It did not. I was standing on my cock.
That was fucking out of left field. That was
great. I just said my cock was swollen from standing on it.
I know.
But, like,
the
circulation
diabetic
problem.
Socks, though, yeah.
What happened to your cock from standing all day?
It got swollen.
I don't know. It just that's why I need the socks.
It just hangs so low.
Apparently has diabetes.
Yeah, man. It's just in my dick, though.
Do they wobble to and fro?
Diabetes.
I'm self-conscious about it, you guys.
Yeah those suits suck. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And I think that's an extra part of it. Is it's like we're fixing to whoop your ass, and we look like fucking clowns. Yeah.
We look like a pair of diabetes socks for dicks. Is that a thing? Like we just make now? Like,
diabetes cock socks.
Diabetes cock socks.
Yeah. Oh. My favorite punk rock band.
Yeah. Diabetes cock socks. We have so many.
Tyler
band
Mott,
names
you tread
at this
lightly,
point.
Sir. There are rules in the group. You can't show the tip, just the shaft, just for the record.
That's going to be a rough one for him.
Yeah, that's going to be
because he's going to need a diabetic cock sock when he's doing it. Oh man. That's funny.
Oh, so dang it. I'm going to quit saying, oh man. I got quote. That's my quote somehow. Oh man. Dude, your poster is legit. That is the coolest fucking poster.
What is it?
Nicole made a poster that said, the Captainess made a poster that says, like, he, she,
oh,
they,
them
yeah, or something. Yeah, what legit. Was it? And it just says,
legit.
I was like, oh, that is fucking cool.
They, the him, shim.
Yeah, them. Like, I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's for lack of a better term, legit. Like, that's a fucking cool poster.
And what's the Instagram handle for people who want to check it out?
Captainess_SK.
The Captainess _ SK quotes.
Yeah, there you go.
He's, she's, they're legit, Dave.
Fucking, it's cool. And then she made one for all of us now, but it's like a different background. And mine just says, that's the same for Dave. Mine says, oh man, exclamation or something. Like I'm Joey from Blossom.
I don't have
But
one.
You don't get to pick your quote. No, you do.
Oh, it's not up there yet?
No, she made you. It's not posted.
Oh, okay.
And then yours just says, wolves.
Whoa, nice. Yes.
Brad.
I like it.
Oh, man.
Wolves. It should be so knives. Knives, wolves.
Leafs.
Cheap.
Lives.
Sheeps.
Yeah,
sheeps.
Yours should be that. Lives.
Sheeps. Lives.
No, sheeps.
Yeah, sheeps.
Oh, that is
like a bunch of sheep.
Plural that way. Sheeps is like a bunch of sheep with an S because it's plural.
Yeah, there's multiples.
There's lots of sheeps.
Multiples. So
I have one more Vatican thing. I don't know if you guys have more Vatican things.
I don't have a whole lot.
So the one that I've been sitting on is kind of fucking crazy, and
let's acknowledge we didn't do any crazy sex shit because that's a whole nother fucking.
That's a
shit.
Whole other fucking.
Don't throw a fucking. Fit.
I mean,
that'll happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I mean we've done that have like sections.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like
for
this.
Sure.
This thing is just its own.
For
entity,
sure. You guys asked for secrets of the archives. We're talking about the archives.
Yeah. And this secret here that I'm about to talk about is there might be enough on it for its own episode, but I'm just going to kind of slam it out based on what I looked at. So I know when The Godfather 3 came out a long time ago, the movie based on the book, the third Godfather book. Mm-hmm. And one of the subplots in the movie
that shit's Lucius Left Foot approved.
Yeah, it is. Is that the Catholic Church had connections to the mafia since they're both in the middle of Italy. And that's definitely one of the theories. And in the movie, a Pope is killed by the mafia and everything. And basically a lot of people say this was actually based on real events that happened. And when I looked into it, I was like, motherfucker, like this is some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So,
and if we're talking about the same Pope, I saw an alternate theory. I'll let you go through yours. Okay. Mine's a simple one liner really, but it's a different theory than the mom.
And if we're talking about a different Pope, there's an alternate theory.
There is on that one too.
Yeah.
So on
the morning, that the mob was running drills to assassinate the Pope
at the same time. Yeah. It was like 2 miles away.
So I'll point it out. I'm not going to go into too much depth, but it's definitely worth looking into if you guys want to Google it on your own. But on September 29th, 1978, Pope John Paul I was found dead, sitting up in his bed. He had been elected Pope for only 33 days.
Right.
So,
and even that is debatable. They said sitting in his bed reading some religious writings.
Right.
But the other story comes out that a different person found him and he was laying down.
Right.
And he had been drinking his water or something.
So they say that he had a heart attack, but there was never an autopsy. And the whole thing was kind of brushed aside, but connections start to show up. And
several cardinals requested an autopsy.
Right.
Several gardeners did?
Gardeners did.
Gardeners, yeah. So
Jesus is one of them.
That was in 78. So 4 years later, the Vatican bank president, Father Paul Merkinkis, gets forced to resign because he's got connections to the mafia and he's in charge of the Vatican bank. So he's very close to the Pope, all this different stuff. He had to repay personally out of his own money, $200 million back.
Damn.
Because of the
out
fucking
of his personal money that he has.
Yes.
God damn.
Yeah. But he was never indicted of a crime. And everybody was basically pointing to him having direct connections to Pope John Paul I's death, that John Paul I was looking into what he was doing, all this different stuff, and that this was all part of what led to his death. As early as 1973, the organized crime and racketeering section of the U.S. State Department of Justice started investigating him and his involvement in the mob and all these various crimes. So like, it's not like nobody knew.
And they were added this to guy the was fucking dirty. Money laundering, like targets or something. Like the U.S. officially added the Vatican or something around that time.
Because of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he had counterfeit bonds that he was selling, like all kinds of shit. Right. Like this guy was fucking deep with the mob.
Super mob.
Yeah. So he ends up, there's a bank that collapsed in Europe called the Banco Ambrosiano, and it collapsed, and it gets fucking, this is where it starts to get weird. So this bank collapses, and he was on the bank board, and the bank was heavily invested in by the Vatican Bank, which he ran.
Right.
And somehow there was a group called the Propaganda Do, which is called the P2,
Duch,
which was also, I don't know.
Duch,
D-U-E, but I don't know. It's actually D-U-E. Yeah. Propaganda Do was also involved somehow in this bank collapse. And I was like, what the fuck is the Propaganda Do? And it's a Masonic lodge founded.
I think it's a punk band.
Yeah.
Propaganda Do. Yeah.
It was founded in 1945.
It's refreshing.
And in 1976,
they just blatantly advertised sugar. And
caffeine. Propaganda Do. Lots of sugar, too much caffeine. It's going to give you diabetes.
Yeah.
So the Propaganda Do, 1946, a Masonic hall that was officially recognized. In 1976, the Masons revoked their charter.
This is the dead guy under the bridge Pope.
Yes.
That's a different Pope than I was thinking about. Okay.
So in 1976, the Masons were like, these are some shady motherfuckers. They're not Masons.
Right.
Like they're a fucking secret cabal. They do illegal shit.
Right.
And we want nothing to do with them. So, but they had their fingers in this bank and in the collapse and in the mafia and all this different stuff, this creepy
and
fucking
the Masons
Masonic
thought they were
lodge.
Shady.
Yeah. When the Masons think they're shady. And reporters at the time were calling them a state within a state, a shadow government, because they were like pulling the strings in Italy and all this different shit. The previous, like one of the most fucking corrupt recent, like to me, neck and neck of people who like abused their power were, in like modern times were obviously the our good friend Vladimir Putin, mm-hmm. and Silvio Berlusconi, who was the prime minister of Italy, who was just so fucking corrupt and did all this fucking crazy shit. And he was a member of the P2. So he was a part of this fucking
conspiracy. They didn't try to make a name
group.
For that
no,
shit. Yeah.
No. So all these members.
Hashtag P2.
That's right. But so the. It gets really fucking confusing, but basically the people start to connect P2 with the CIA and all these bizarre fucking connections. And the banker was on the P2 board, and the Pope John Paul I was investigating P2 and the bank and all this shit. So then he turns up murdered or dead of a heart attack, and they can't get anyone to actually investigate the death. One of the people who
how long was he the Pope before he died?
33 days.
Okay, that's the Pope that died, but you're going to tell us about the guy under the bridge that died. That's so it is the same Pope that died, though. But there was some, it was all just spit it out because yours sounds way cooler than mine. There was like, when he moved in, he was like super pro birth control, and he was going to mm-hmm. introduce the current birth control medication that had become popularly available at that point in time. He had plans on changing the Catholic rules about birth control.
Yeah, he's a Catholic JFK.
Yeah, 33 yeah. dies.
Yeah. Catholic JFK.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but I don't know your sounds. I mean, it might be in a matter of a lot of shady shit going on.
Well,
yeah,
and coincidence. So the person under the bridge, there was a guy named Roberto Calvi who was a member of the bank that collapsed, and apparently he was connected to the mafia as well. And apparently he started to come out in 1982 to say things about the Calvi guy who was in charge of the bank and all this stuff and had connections to the mob and allegedly might have killed the Pope. And then his body was found hanging under the Blackfriars Bridge in London, which just seems, and everybody just ruled it as a suicide and didn't really investigate it.
With a brick in his pocket and 16 grand or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the members of P2 were called the Black Friars.
Okay.
So the fact that he was found hung under the Black Friars Bridge is like sending a message.
Right.
Like, hey.
Well, why would you put a name on it? Just to tell other people, like, hey, don't fuck with us indirectly. Like,
well, that's just the name of the Black Friars were a group of people in England.
Right.
And for completely different reasons, the P2 are called the Black Friars.
No, I know, but why would the P2 be like, yeah, we put him under the bridge so you know who done it? Like,
is that some fucking mob shit?
I guess, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's straight
one
mob
of the guys'
shit.
Name is Friar Mother Tucker.
That's right. So, but yeah, he was even, so just a bunch of shady shit surrounding the Pope's death, the banks collapsing, fucking people who are investigating and getting ready to squeal, turning up dead, like just pure conspiracy theory. It gets really deep. I'm trying to do it justice in a short amount of time. But so there is the potential that this Pope was fucking off.
So did you hear about Tony Gambino from the Gambino crime family?
Mm-hmm.
So there's quotes from him saying that basically the Vatican, the CIA, and the FBI are all in bed together.
Right.
And then he also goes on to say that they're actually responsible for 9/11, the murder of JFK, or the assassination of JFK, and a bunch of other stuff. Like, there's a whole interview with him that somebody did with him in 2007. And some people say he's babbling, some people, you know, whatever, trying to get popularity.
Right.
But I mean, this guy would be a guy that kind of probably knows some shit.
Yeah, if you're
you know what I mean? Like, he talks about the New World Order. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was in it.
Yeah.
And he had the connections with the Vatican and whatnot.
Right.
So it's obvious people would want to discredit him.
Right.
But he has a bunch of stuff. If you look up the interview with Tony Gambino, there's a bunch of stuff in there, quotes and whatnot about them, drug trafficking, sex trafficking.
Right.
Just all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that points to them being in bed with the mafia,
absolutely.
And also the government, you know, which, I mean, everybody kind of knows anyway. Yeah. You know, they profit from, you know, the mafia and drugs and everything.
And
we
could probably do an entire episode just on alleged Vatican corruption and connection to organized crime.
Right.
There's enough
there's a ton
of it.
Of it. Yeah.
And even just, I mean, railroading this story really quickly, there's enough to really dig into that story and get into it.
But, and there's probably a bunch of them that are like that. You know what I mean? There's probably
a bunch
of
other
stories.
Did you see this thing about the calendar being wrong and them just erasing days from the calendar to fix it? I don't have a lot on it, but it was just like a thing I passed over. They have, there's some tower and they show exactly where it's at. And they said it's off limits. I was like, maybe off limits even the fucking Pope or something. I don't know what it was, but you go in there and it's just this little room that has this crazy calendar all over the walls and the floor. And there's these tiny holes that light shine through for alignments. And it proved that the calendar that they were using was wrong because they were basing everything off the solar year.
Yeah.
And it was like in like the 1500s or something, they did this to prove to the Pope or something like, hey, the fucking calendar's wrong. And it was off by something silly, like 11 minutes a year, mm-hmm. but a fucking lot of years had passed. And it was like, oh, that's kind of a fucking big deal. So one of the popes in like 1502 actually just erased 10 days off of the calendar and changed the beginning of the year used to be in like late March or April 1st, and they changed it to January 1st and then erased 10 days to try to line shit back up and be like, okay, this is going to work now. And that's actually where April Fool's comes from, because that used to be the first of the year. And it's like April Fool's now, like, just kidding, not anymore, because America, early Americans, like, didn't adopt that type of calendar for like 200 years. They kept using it and they called it like the Fool's calendar or something. And that's where that term April Fool's comes from. And the calendar that we know could still fucking be off. They literally just deleted portions of it and then changed when it started to try to set shit straight again, which is super complex. There's like an 8-minute video about how they figure all that shit out. And it is the most confusing fucking thing, because certain states and certain nations go off different clocks to make trading financially easier, even though they're in different time zones, and all these crazy adjustments have to happen. Time is a fucking weird thing. Like,
so April actually means open in Latin, or like in the sense. So like, if you look up the name,
the opening of the year or something.
Yeah. Maybe? So open, it symbolizes spring, but open is what it says it means.
One other super crazy thing we didn't talk about is that the entire, like, what's the part called? Part of the Vatican is completely built over a necropolis. Like, they started doing excavations and they were just finding fucking like graves from the time of Jesus. And they think that they found St. Peter's grave and or remains in a little fucking box.
Excavations? I think we uncover some stuff.
Yeah.
Down here, we probably could. Look at that wall behind you, man.
Yeah.
What do you think's on the other side of that wall, honestly?
Yeah. I don't know.
We're
probably
deep.
Probably Chinese people.
Probably, man.
In Bakersfield.
There were opium dens. Dims. Yeah.
Dim's
bones is over on the other side of that wall, man. So I don't know. There's a million things we missed. Someone's gonna fucking bitch about something because there's too much shit.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, it's
those are some of the secrets of the Vatican, the archives, and other things that we found interesting. And if there was something that we missed, either let us know about it by posting it in the
If it's enough for an episode. If it's enough for an episode, we're totally down
to do it. Yeah,
because we're done recording. We don't care anymore. Yep, we don't even want to hear about it. I don't want to know about a book you read.
That's true.
That was really interesting about that, unless it's a whole episode, because I don't have any time to read it.
Right.
And I wouldn't if I did, because I don't read.
Unless it's 59 pages.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it sponsor time?
Yeah. I
think so. Yeah.
Before I forget, I wanted to give a couple shout-outs, a couple podcasts. Breakers podcast.
I have them all.
You got them?
I have them all.
Go for it.
Actually, I was just looking at something I posted. Breakers podcast, Hysteria 51 podcast, The Ectoplasm Show, Just the Worst podcast, Paranormal Frequencies, and I keep forgetting the bromance one.
We never
knew. Language of Bromance.
That is okay.
That's what it is.
And we're not sure yet. Podcast. It's only on SoundCloud right now, but that's the barista across the street. We're actually in Kansas City, and I think Sean and Devin actually said they listened to the podcast and they were from Kansas City because we had recommended it and they really liked it. But that's someone that we know. That's one of our friends.
Meet Me in the Woods.
Yeah, Meet Me in the Woods, Life Bites, all things Star Wars.
Yeah, Changing Hearts and Minds podcast. Yeah. There's a bunch.
There's like a family.
Do it, Doug. We forgot that one.
Blue Eyed Mafia. If they're still doing it, I haven't heard from that motherfucker in a long time. He went to a Nickelback concert, I heard.
Yeah, he probably got fucked.
They were running drills for him getting fucked at a Nickelback concert 2 weeks prior. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that all we got on that? All right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can find them at your local grocery store most of the time. If you can't, try harder. Go to Walmart. Go to Target. If you can't get it there, order food on the internet, just like Brad. And you can use code SOFAKING to save some money doing it. Thank you to PrintDirtCheap.com. You can go there to order print goods. If you have a podcast or a business, they sell printed items, and you can save some money by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics, who do our screen
spring
printed.
Printing.
Spring printed goods. It's available at SOFAKINGpodcast.com/shop as our stickers and coffee mugs and all the other stuff we got. Brad is jerking the air off for some reason. His elbow hurts.
Yeah, airdrops, bro.
Airdrops.
Right. Oh, we forgot.
What?
We forgot.
We didn't forget. I remembered, but you didn't bring it in there because I didn't want it to feel forced.
Dave, have you ever got a Street Fighter blowjob?
Bring it up, huh?
A Street Fighter blowjob?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Well, it's like,
let's tell how it happened. Here's how it happened. hour and a half of gold was lost. Like Brad and I driving to LA, we were just fucking, we were riffing, man. I was like, God damn, this is fucking, we are losing so much material.
But we can't say exactly how it started.
There was a conversation going on. It was just like, man, like finishing in their mouth is just too fucking overwhelming. We were just like joking about the convulsions and the fucking, like, you're going to rip a bar off the fucking wall. I would rather not finish in the mouth. Like, that's too fucking much. I'm just going to take it out and fucking.
Yeah, you're going to
jerk it off.
Yeah.
And then, are you can tiger uppercut.
Yeah. So then we're like, yeah, you literally make Street Fighter noises when you're coming because you're fucking, it's so hard. It's
so, like, you're just shaking and pushing and pulling at the same time. Yeah, that's Street Fighter Blue Jam.
That's, it's a new thing. When you come like so hard, you fucking throw
it's
a blue
true,
fireball.
It's true, though. It's true. Yeah.
Yoga flame.
Yeah. Yes, you got it. I didn't say it. Yeah.
You ever got an E-Honda hand job? Yeah. That shit's fast.
Yeah.
Balrog does an uppercut.
Yeah.
You don't want Vega fingering you, man.
Well, no,
that shit's over. No. That's fuck you up. Yeah. What character are we missing?
The green one. What's that fool's name?
Guile?
No, that's the white dude.
Oh, Blanca.
Blanca. Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked, like, his skills in bed. He likes to bite, though. That's for sure.
He's rough. Yes, yeah. He's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Rough.
Chun-Li's into chicks. Yeah. Pissed me off. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing
anything
on that
for
one.
M. Bison.
M. Bison?
Yeah.
Russian dude?
Yeah,
that's why. Like when she does her kick, she's like, so she does. Yeah.
I don't know what he does.
Who, Bison?
He's the fucking boss.
I know, what noise does he make though?
I don't know.
He just does that. Oh, he does that flying thing.
Yeah,
the flying corkscrew.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says he steps back 10 feet. You better watch out. He goes in head first.
Yeah.
I think that's all the characters. Yeah. Ken and Ryu both come the same way. No, because it was Shuriken and Shuriken.
Yeah. Hyruken and Shoryuken, Hyruken, Shoryuken,
Guile's just that haircut. He gets all the ladies.
Yeah, he does.
That's all we got on that.
That's it.
Sponsors. Thank you to Digital Creations. They do heat transfer, photo gift style stuff, prints, all kinds of shit. I never say that. They could print pictures. We never say that. But they make mugs and mouse pads and keychains. And what'd you say, Dave? You said something better than keychains.
Dick chains.
Dick Cheney's. I make Dick Cheney's.
Yeah.
Should get a keychain with Dick Cheney's face on it. So it's a funny.
Dick Cheney.
A Dick keychain.
We should just sell those little rubber ones.
It's just his face and it says Dick, and it's a Dick keychain.
Dick keychain.
Yeah, Dick keychain.
Yeah. That's funny. That can be a sticker too.
Yeah. We don't want to show him any. Dick. He doesn't get any.
Sure, he does. He got shot in the face.
Yeah. No, he shot somebody.
He shot his buddy on accident while they're hunting.
Oh, that's why it's Dick Cheney'd. Yeah.
First he screamed, get your hand out of my pocket.
Yeah. His friend was black. Come on. That's bad.
Hey, you know, if you're not following any of our sponsors on social media, that would be awesome. Do. All those podcasts that we mentioned too, if you can follow them, that would be awesome.
Whatever they were.
Yeah, whatever they were. And then thank you to Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. Yep. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs or instructional downloads or apparel. And if you're in town, you can go choke people.
I'd say Dan's like indebted to us like thousands of dollars. From
probably. Like if my knee spontaneously heals and I start wrestling
indebted.
Again. Yeah.
So we're about to, are we doing live? Yeah. No. Oh, we're out. Well, when we do live, if you're wondering how to watch us live, patrons who support us at $10 or more get access to the special viewing group. So if you do that, we will be on there wagging our penises in front of a camera. And you might not be able to see them, but they're there, I promise.
If you can wag it, it's there. Otherwise, it would be like poking.
Well, I mean, you can wag, but it doesn't mean that it moves.
I do the helicopter. Have you seen the helicopter?
Yeah.
I also call it the Viet Dong.
The Viet Dong?
Yeah. It makes a noise. You can hear it. It's like,
with your diabetes.
Dong Kong?
Yeah.
It's diabetes sock.
The sock kind of whistles when it
and
goes
by. Usually the diabetes socks, cock socks are black. Yeah, so it actually changes the color.
It's kind of slimming, actually. It's kind of non-flattering
except
for
his is a Swiss Guard style. So
check us out on Instagram, at SofaKing Podcast, SofaKing Brad, SofaKing Brent, SofaKing Dave. And check out SK Quotes at @thecaptainess_SK_quotes. Check us out on Facebook, also at SofaKing Podcast. Check out the fan group. If you're not a part of the fan group, it is volatile. Don't go in there just talking shit because you will get kicked out. Sam does a good job of that.
Oh, if you're waiting to get in the group, please answer the questions. Yeah, there's like 15 people sitting there with no question answered. No. You're going to get like booted.
So search in Facebook, Unofficial SK Ultra, and it should pop up. Also go to patreon.com/ Sofa King Podcast to join that. If you'd like, just give us a dollar. If everybody just give us a dollar, we'd be living happy. Fat, and we wouldn't have to do this anymore. We just let you guys keep paying us.
We could add guac at Chipotle. Yeah. Right now, we're going no guac. Yeah. It's right too much. We can't do it. I have to get a water. I get a water cut because of it.
I always get guac, but yeah. I don't.
Because you got the veggies, it's free.
And I just want to give a shout out to all the shitty parents out there. Without you, I wouldn't have the abundance of babies to punch that I have, because they would probably fucking act right with some discipline. So here's to you, shitty parents. In song is Desi Hollow called OE. Don't be a retard.
I got what they want when I kick it. OE for the OGs, I got mad fines from these tickets. No love for the police, I got paid a bit, now I'm vicious. Low key, moving slowly, I got bad hoes and my missus. I work hard as fuck, I work CCC. Keeping all of my hoes, branding GDP. Get it Westside, giving CDs free. It's for all of my bros on EBT. Loyalty I be till my heart collapses. Ballin' so hard for the March Madness. Take a shot for Justin, take a shot for Grandpa. If I got the pussy, they should go pop it after we smoke. I'm so low, just a liability, I ride solo. Timberland boots, never been polo. I pull up in a coupe, then a solo pogo. Jumping up and down from the sign of the hate away. New bitch from the 808. You switch up the rate of pen, now I'm on top, and these women never stay away. What they want when I kick it? OE for the OGs, I got mad fines from these tickets. No love for the police, I got paid a bit, now I'm vicious. Low key, moving slowly, I got bad hoes in my missus. Need a new whip, need a few chips, take a few sips of that 2020. That's Mad Dog, sweet Mad Dog, whatever cats mention in my last song. Got ambition, fams listed, ready for the turn up with the grams twisted. Need a Heineken, need a finer pen, need a write down shit. Every time I sin, been down and out, got a hoe at home. Never drink too much, gotta hold my own, never hold Patron. Can't throw that back, in the house party chillin' with the old side cap. Gotta flow that slap, gotta blow that trap. I'm too independent, I could never hold back raps, not an OG, you don't smoke for free. And every time I hit the block, you gotta notice me. Cause I got what they want when I kick it. OE for the OGs, I got mad fines from these tickets. No love for the police, I got